Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Let's guess what today is.
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and welcome. Wednesday, October 13th on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. I am Preston. That is Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A, dutifully running the radio program, as always, show 4566, day 267 of America Held Hostage. And, boy, I better get things started the right way today, because I tell you now, the stories today in the show paint a picture of America right now that is not, shall we say, very flattering. You ever seen that? You've seen that happen, right? Where someone takes a photo of you and you couldn't, you know, suck in your belly and you couldn't turn quite the right way, and it's just very unflattering. Sometimes you hear a relative say, "Take it again. That makes me look fat." I mean, there's just something about a photo that is so, it captures the reality of us. And today, the photographer has released the photos of America, and it's not very flattering. So as we go through the day, I need you to just kind of step back and put some perspective on things, because we have to always remind ourselves there is literally nothing new under the sun. Everything going on has happened before in just a different context or form, because it's all a consequence of sin. The human condition. God loves us, but apart from God, we suck. I don't know any other way to put it. If not for Jesus, we truly are horrible beings. And the evidence is all in the news. And I'm telling you now, hold on, sorry about that. The stories, when I finished yesterday, just hit me. And as I went back through all of the stories this morning, most of the stories, 95% of the stories, I just stepped back and I went, God, we stink. But there's hope. There's always hope. As long as we recognize that we stink, there's hope. As long as we recognize our shortcomings individually and address them, we can deal with it. But it starts one person at a time. Our verse today deals with a posturing. It's interesting. I kind of alluded to this scripture just ever so briefly. I was asked to fill in for our pastor this past weekend, and so I taught in the pulpit, and stumbled my way through it, you know, blind squirrel finding an acorn kind of principle. But Romans 8:28, in all things, we know that God works for the good to those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. In all things, even crummy, crappy things, if your heart is fixed and focused, and if you love God, and if you are willing to grow and learn about him, his word, and allow yourself to be held to his standard, where we obtain righteousness through Christ, not our own acts, not our own things, but in Christ, and those, and then that acceptance propels us, compels us to do things the right way, to help others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We got a shot. We've got a shot. But it starts there. 10 minutes past the hour. This date in history next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Does this without caffeine? The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
New to the radio program, and you might have just gathered, we ask God to bless our nation, our leaders, even as we turn our back on him and do our very best to stand between the living and the dead, trusting that God will stop the plague sweeping our nation. And no, it's not the COVID virus. That's not the plague I'm talking about. It's the human condition. We got to get better. Got to get better. This date in history, Continental Congress authorizes in 1775 the United States Navy, my friends. And so to all of you who have served in our Navy, this is for you. If you go back into the history books, the Continental Congress authorized the outfitting of two armed vessels to cruise in search of British munition ships. On October 13, 1775, when the Naval Committee was established, John Adams was a member of the committee, and although the Massachusetts representative knew little of naval affairs, he got busy making himself an expert. As historian David McCullough writes, the committee, quote, met in a rented room at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, and it was Adams who drafted the first set of rules and regulations for the new Navy, a point of pride with him for as long as he lived. How cool is that? Throughout the Revolution, Adams urged support for the tiny American fleet, telling Congress, a Navy is our natural and only defense. Over the course of the war, the Continental Navy included about 50 ships of various sizes. After the Revolution, Congress disbanded the Navy, then restarted it in 1794 when it ordered the construction of 6 frigates. The U.S. Navy flag, adopted in 1959, is a dark blue flag that carries the image of a 3-masted, square-rigged ship underway before a fair breeze. A bald eagle and an anchor are shown in front of the ship. Navy ships do not fly the Navy flag from their masts. The banner is reserved for display purposes and is carried by honor guards during ceremonies. So there you go. Also on this date, in 1792, the cornerstone of the White House is laid. 1903, Boston Americans beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0 to win the first World Series 5-3. 5-3.
Jeez. They played a lot.
You had to win 5. You could have played 9, I guess.
Gosh.
And then President Hoover, on this date in 1932, lays the cornerstone for the Supreme Court building. So there you have it. You mentioned yesterday was... Wait, no. Was it yesterday or Monday that you were looking forward? It was Monday. You were looking forward to the divisional series in baseball.
Yeah.
Did you watch baseball over the last couple of days?
I've kept track of it. With work and stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to sit down and watch it throughout the afternoon, but been following it. So
do you care?
Not really.
Because you don't have a team in the fight.
I just like baseball.
Yeah. Baseball's a fun game. Baseball is best enjoyed in person, to me. Baseball is a great game for an afternoon day on a cool, crisp day with the sun shining. And you sit down with some peanuts and you get yourself a hot dog and a Frosty Malt. Man, bring back memories of wandering around Metropolitan Stadium in the Twin Cities. Back with more Speaking of Baseball.
News first. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Well, it's spiraling out of control. Joe Biden knows that the edict that he gave OSHA to draft a rule is years away, 2 years away from happening, but businesses are going ahead. I sent a series of questions to County Administrator Vince Long. I said, I'm gonna give you, Vince, a series of statements, and I'm going to challenge you to prove me wrong on any of them. I will not get a reply from Vince because he does not have the ability to disprove anything that I've said to him. The statements that I've given him are 100% factually accurate and sourced, all of them. But this is now where we are. We've got a basketball player named Kyrie Irving who plays, sadly, in New York, the city of Brooklyn. As a result, he's now banned from the NBA until he gets the vaccine. Now, that's largely based on the fact that he's in New York. I want you to listen to former FSU star Jonathan Isaac. This is last week talking to Shannon Bream. He is the center of all of this as well because he will not get the vaccine. At least at this point, he hasn't.
I believe that the conversation is so much bigger than just people who have taken the vaccine, who haven't taken the vaccine, who have had COVID in the past and feel that natural immunity is not being spoken about or discussed in this country. It's really for everybody, people who haven't had COVID yet or have come in contact or have taken the vaccine or not. Everyone should be free to make the decision for themselves at the end of the day. And I believe that we're entering a period of time where the government is setting a precedent that in light of any emergency, your personal autonomy, your religious freedom, and honestly, your freedom as a whole becomes negotiable and to whoever's in power or whoever agrees with the people in power.
And he 2 days later said this on Blaze TV, where I don't know the young lady who's talking to him.
I don't know all of the regulations that have been laid out, but I know some of them would be, I'm not allowed to go to like team functions, or if the team is eating at a restaurant, I can't eat in the same room as them. To me, it just doesn't logically follow for us then to get on the court together. And then again, for natural immunity to be ignored. And then again, just that this, all of this is coming about, talking about a virus with such a high survival rate. And
you've already had it.
Exactly. And even if you take the vaccine, it does not stop infection or transmission. I'm not against the vaccine. I think there absolutely are people who should take it, people who are afraid for either their health status, their lifestyle, or just I want to take this chance. I want to take this step to protect myself further. If I do come in contact with the virus again, I'll be protected. And I want to say, if you do come in contact with the virus, not an unvaccinated person. And I think that's what's been misconstrued, that if you come in contact with an unvaccinated person, that's the issue. But it doesn't matter, unvaccinated or vaccinated, you're going to come in contact with this virus again. It's not going anywhere. And then it's your decision to take that step to say, I want this vaccine to help protect me, help protect people around me, but it should be everyone's right.
So brilliantly articulated. To all of you who are mad at people like me, who I clearly have natural antibodies,
I've been exposed to COVID. I didn't get anything. Didn't get symptoms. Nobody else in my family got it. We were exposed to it. I was hugging it. Literally, I was hugging it. Working side by side with it. And so, if you want to be mad at me, just remember, if you're vaccinated, you're carrying the virus. You're able to get the virus. It's just comical that we are at this place now, that businesses, that people in positions of authority, like county administrators, are causing people to lose their jobs, and they haven't made the workplace one bit safer. Think about that.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
UFLA. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
And iHeart's radio station.
Lots of stories today. No guests. And I still have yet to make a dent in the stories that I pulled last week that we haven't gotten to. It's surreal how much material there is to talk about that I really feel like we need to keep in front of you. And I try to save this first half hour, you know, the history segment and, you know, just kind of ease on in. But I might have to rethink that strategy here and hit you square between the eyes to start the show. I don't know. But I really believe that the strategy of Democrats in Congress to do as much as possible so that you can't possibly know everything that's going on. I know I'm right about that. I know that I am. I know that they've learned a lesson from the first 2 years of Barack Obama. They're not going to make that mistake, even with the ineptitude of Joe Biden, whose approval rankings are just, I mean, they are falling as if attached with lead weights. It's not surprising to me, but at any rate, if you had bought this photo, it was sold in 2015 at Heritage Auctions. It's a photo of Shoeless Joe Jackson. And he signed it. Maybe. It's widely known that Joe Jackson was illiterate and could not
read or write. His wife signed most anything that was ever signed when his playing days were over. But there were some things he signed, and he very well could have just simply memorized the pattern. But this was at a Christie's auction, Christie's and Hunt auctions. And if you know anything about Christie's, they don't sell anything unless it's verified like 50 times. I mean, they just don't. And of course, Shoeless Joe Jackson, say it ain't so, Joe. I mean, it comes from, you know, the idea that he was accused of throwing, being part of the Black Sox scandal in throwing the 1919 World Series, maybe it was.
Yeah.
And you know, defenders of Joe Jackson point out, did you look at his fielding average and his hitting average?
Kind of hard to throw a game when you got those stats.
Yes. They were monstrous.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever. I mean, history's done what it's done. But it sold for this. I mean, a piece of paper, just a piece of paper with his signature sells for $50,000 to $100,000. And the photo in 2015 sold for $179,000.
Jeez.
So you had some resources if you bought that thing. But if you sold it 6 years later at Christie's, you got a return of 720% because it sold for $1.47 million.
Good Lord.
$1.47 mil.
Oof.
Man, that's steep. The auction had 246 lots. It featured Babe Ruth's professional model baseball bat with 8 home run notches. It sold for $1.05 million.
Oh my gosh!
1925 Lou Gehrig autographed rookie exhibit postcard went for $687,500.
Oh, that one was a bargain.
1952 Joe DiMaggio autographed handwritten letter to Marilyn Monroe fetched $525,000.
I'm surprised it wasn't more, given just the entirety of the social context.
Well,
of that one.
You know, what was it? Was it a letter when they were husband and wife?
Yeah.
Was it a letter when they were dating? Was it a letter afterwards? Their divorce? I don't know. But man, what? See, I would love to find a way to qualify to be in the audience.
Just to witness it, just put your eyes on that stuff.
Just to see it in person. Me, I would make sure that I did not have a paddle for bidding, because I'm that guy that would just accidentally stretch, and I'd have bid $1.5 million for that photo.
Morning Joe with Preston Scott.
Yeah, baby.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Turning the page in the audio magazine, we go to Loudoun County, Virginia again. This is the school district that has been in the center of so many issues with a rogue school board and superintendent of education. It's now getting beyond all of that, if you can believe it. A parent was arrested in a June school board meeting in Loudoun County, and he was arrested because of what happened to his daughter. Loudoun County went ahead with that absurd bathroom, make your choice based on how you feel on the day, you know, fluid gender identity nonsense. And so this father had his daughter raped by a boy in the girls' bathroom at school, who walked into the bathroom wearing a skirt because he chose to identify as a girl that day. Law enforcement did an investigation and, in fact, arrested the juvenile, who will be unnamed. We'll leave names out of it, but he was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy, one count of anal sodomy, and one count of forcible fellatio. When confronted at the school board meeting, the superintendent of education, Scott Ziegler, declared, "The predator transgender student or person simply does not exist. That to his knowledge, we don't have any record of assaults occurring in our restrooms." That was a flat-out 100% lie. They were aware of the investigation. They knew of the charges. It was confirmed by the sheriff's office. And so, first, this goes back to what we have told you for now years. That these kind of policies of allowing men to go in, you're not going to have much of an issue with women going into men's restrooms unless there are lurch men in there that take advantage of it and then attack a woman that's in there. But you will have men going into women's restrooms and committing sexual acts of violence. And what's concerning is you have a school superintendent in Virginia and a school board in Virginia that knows this and is not allowing it to be discussed as a matter of policy because they're trying to protect the idea that it doesn't happen. There are no problems. There are no issues like that. It's all a figment of your imagination. Puritans, go back to your homes. And I'm going to continue to remind you, whether the issue is large or small, if you don't deal with it, when it's small, it will become large. And you must always remember, these people work for you. We have bad people in elected offices all over the country. And we are where we are because of the people we've elected. Just think about that. These are the consequences to poor choices. Look at what's happening in Loudoun County, Virginia. Learn from it. Locally, wherever you are, you need to be thinking long and hard about who's running your school system. Who's elected to local offices? You might think about a do-over next time there's an election.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
I am the Senate.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
If you're serving our communities as a law enforcement officer, thank you. If you are driving across the country delivering the goods we rely on, that finally got to you for delivery, doing whatever it is that you do, thank you very much, and welcome to the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Appreciate you sharing time with us. All righty, this is going to make a few of you nervous, and I'm going to explain why it doesn't make me nervous, but it is a sign of the times. The iHeartRadio is huge. The number of podcasts that are streamed through iHeart, there's nobody rivals it. Not even close. From a broadcast radio perspective, again, iHeart is the big gorilla in the room. Second in radio broadcasting is Cumulus. Distant second. Cumulus has some fine radio stations. And they have some fine talent. Underneath the Cumulus banner, I believe, is Westwood One. And they have some very good national talk show hosts. And so I kid with the ranking thing. They are distant second. But Cumulus is a fine company. However, I told you maybe 7 or 8 months ago that Cumulus had issued an edict, and it might have been a little bit less than it, might have been 6 months ago, to its talent to not say certain things as it relates to the pandemic, the potential of a vaccine, et cetera, and that to do so was a fireable offense. Interestingly enough, they did not send that notice directly to people like Mark Levin. And maybe Dave Ramsey, but they did send it to their producers and or agents. Of course, Mark Levin is not remotely affected by that, and he ignored all of it. But Cumulus did fire people. You know, people were terminated over things that they said relative to the pandemic. Well, they have put a mandate in place for their company. And on Monday, it was the deadline for employees to comply, but not everybody was willing. And so personalities and programmers have been forced out, either terminated or they quit. They resigned. And most requests for exemptions, I'm reading from a story from a trade publication called Inside Radio. Most requests for exemptions for the vaccine mandate were denied by Cumulus Media Corporate, including those who applied based on religious beliefs or for medical conditions. One program director and morning show co-host at a station in Columbia, South Carolina, Tim Hill, he said, they said they couldn't reasonably accommodate me. I offered to wear a mask, do the show from where our producer does it, or from home. They thought none of that was reasonable. He offered to have an air filtration system installed at the studio, use his own microphone, and to no avail. Now, the tendency would be, uh-oh, you're next. I don't think so. And here's why. Number one, during this entire pandemic, not once has iHeart given a directive to any of us on what to say or not say. And while I know that some of you are critical of some of the things that iHeart supports, as I have frequently stated and pointed out in emails and on this show, they also support people like me and Grant. As best as I can tell, inclusion at iHeart means inclusion of everybody. Every style of music, every type of personality, every personal belief, every lifestyle belief, it's all good. And so my guess is that Cumulus has made a huge mistake here financially, because they don't have the protection of any federal law. And this, to me, is wrongful termination or forcing out of somebody. But I don't think iHeart's going to go that route, because I think that there's going to be a lot of time that goes by and there will be court cases. And I think all of these mandates are going to be ruled illegal when it's all said and done, because of the shifting definition of vaccine and the fact that it's not a vaccine, that you can still get the virus and transmit it. We'll be back with hour number two of the morning show with Preston Scott. The news is now. Minutes past the hour. It is hour number two of the morning show with Preston Scott, your audio magazine, a journey into whatever is left of journalism. Always pointing out and corrected what is not. Wherever you may be in Florida's Sunshine State, we are your morning show. Two decades of doing morning drive radio differently, otherwise known as doing it my way, the Frank Sinatra of talk radio. Sort of. Okay, not really, but I don't know. I kind of like it. It works.
Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. Show 4566, Wednesday, October 13th. The news came out yesterday. We finally have a coroner's report announcing the death of Gabby Petito was strangulation. And interesting that they describe it as manual strangulation.
What's that classification other than I don't understand what they mean by that.
If I'm not mistaken, my guess is manual versus mechanical, meaning no implement was used.
Okay.
Like a rope, a belt, a scarf.
Oh, I see.
I'm guessing. I could be wrong.
Gotcha.
We got law enforcement people listening. You correct me if I'm wrong, but my intuition tells me that someone put their hands around her throat, her neck, and literally choked her to death. That is usually the sign of a crime of passion. And I don't necessarily mean that in the sense of anything relating to sexual, but of emotion. Or potentially a serial killer. There are some profilers out there that theorize that Brian Laundry fits the profile of someone who could be one. Don't know. What we know is that her body was left for 3 to 4 weeks in the desert before it was discovered. They would not say whether there was any burial of the body, whether it was partially buried, whether it was just left out, was it covered with anything, whether it had bruising. The coroner would not comment on any of that. He just simply said that her body was outside in the wilderness for 3 to 4 weeks and that she was not pregnant at the time of her death. There was a theory rolling around that perhaps that was an issue. But it was strangulation. Toxicology is still to come back. And so now we circle back to where's the dude? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that is, I feel so badly for her father and her mother and her family and what they have to be trying to deal with, because you know, looking at the last video of your daughter is of her upset. And now you know what she faced shortly thereafter. I mean, it very well could have been that very day. Because of you, blank, blank, blank. I mean, who knows how this all unfolded? There would be no doubt in my mind as to who caused her death. But that's why we have a court system and that's why we have trials. But we need to catch this guy first. The actions of his family are officially, in my mind, inexcusable. They went camping when he came back with the vehicle and without her? And she'd been living with them? They went camping? Turn the page in the audio magazine. Moving on next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
5 minutes and he'll give you something to talk about. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
But minutes past the hour here on The Morning Show. Virginia parents now demanding the superintendent resign. And they're not going away. This now is going to get ugly. School board is only allowing parents to come in one at a time and speak for 1 minute.
Ha! Huh. What a
joke.
Forcing
them to be escorted in and out by sheriff's deputies.
It's kind of sad, I will say, that it's taken this long. Like, I'm glad that the parents are standing up. But it feels like, finally, they're standing up. And I feel like the damage that's been done from the school system and indoctrinating the youth of our nation for generations now, like, I feel like we're fighting a battle that's already been fought kind of thing, because the takeover of the public school system nationwide...
Mm-hmm.
It's already been done.
Agreed. I agree with everything you just said. If you missed the last half hour, a guy's daughter got raped by a gender fluid male in a high school restroom that was allowed to go into the girls' restroom because he was wearing a skirt. He raped this guy's daughter. That's not an allegation. That's been investigated and the kid's been charged. But the policies of the school opened the door for this.
And you said the father?
Of the daughter.
The father of the daughter was arrested?
Yes, because he lost his mind at the school board meeting when the superintendent said there's been no crimes.
Nothing's
happened here.
If the superintendent said that, I sure hope someone went ballistic. Because that's insane.
Yeah, I'll read you the quote again. Superintendent of Education Scott Ziegler declared at the meeting, minutes before the father's arrest, the predator transgender student or person simply doesn't exist. That's a quote. We don't have any record of assaults occurring in our restrooms. That was a lie. That was an absolute lie. Unless you go the legalistic route and you say it's not a lie because it's not recorded. They chose to not record it. See, that's how illiberals lie. They do it legalistically. Joe Biden, resident of the United States, one of his favorite financial outlets is Moody's. He refers to it all the time. And according to the Department of Commerce, inflation now is at a 30-year high. Despite blaming his low poll numbers on unvaccinated Americans. He did. Joe Biden's blaming low poll numbers on the Delta variant and unvaccinated Americans. Moody's dropped their analytical bomb. I mean, he's been using Moody's in speeches all over. He's been doing it forever. Moody's has exposed how Americans are paying as much as $2,100 or more per year for necessities since Biden took over. For households, this is from Moody's chief analytics head, Mark Zandi. For households earning a median annual income of about $70,000, current inflation rate has forced them to spend another 175 months on food, fuel, and housing.
That's the equivalent of a full grocery, electric, or cell phone bill. 10-ounce bag of Lay's potato chip, 50 cents higher than it was in 2020. Half-gallon 2% milk, 74 cents more. 12-pack of Coca-Cola at the Family Dollar stores was $6.90 in August, an increase of $1.50 from the year before. Prices for ground beef up 12%, pork 7%, bacon 28%, a 40-year high for bacon. Consumer price index showed energy costs are up 25%. Food index increased 3.7%. Crude oil up 64%. All because of President Biden.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
Twenty-one minutes past the hour on the Wednesday edition of the Morning Show with Preston Scott. I was sort of right and wrong on the description of the definition of manual strangulation. Included in the official autopsy on Gabby Petito is throttling as well. And the definition of throttling means strangulation by human force using fingers, hands, arm, knee, or a blunt object. So an object could have been used, but the strangulation was done by human force. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't mechanical in nature. It was done by a person. And so that is a little clarification that I've learned by doing a little digging in the break. This is one of the most enlightening accidental admissions by Nancy Pelosi. It happens.
I saw this video last night. I think I know the one that you're talking about, and I saw it
where she lectured the media?
Yep. I saw this one last night. I showed it to my wife and said, here's the playbook. That they're telling us exactly what their playbook is.
Nancy Pelosi was asked a question by CBS News' Nicole Killian. And the question was, do you think you need to do a better job at messaging? And going forward, how do you sell this? Referring to the $3.5 trillion, actually $5-plus trillion spending package. Now, I want you to analyze this statement. Grant gave you a big clue when he said the word playbook. But one of the things that I love to do is I love to teach. I'm not qualified to do it, but I love to teach anyway because I consume so much information and I think I have a pretty analytical mind in general. That's kind of how I believe I'm wired. And so there are things that through the course of just living life and doing what I do and have done throughout my life, I've acquired, I think, a skill set that allows me to break things down. And I want you to do that with this so you can see how, and some of you absolutely know, but others, maybe not so much. Here's the quote. Well, I think you all, referring to the media, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you. Every time I come here, I go through the list. It's hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package. Couple things. Number one, she's used to the media doing her bidding. And they have. But she thinks they're not doing a good enough job. Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you. So she's accusing the mainstream media, who are all sycophants for the most part, all, That's a bit of an oxymoron, all for the most part, where most of them are sycophants. And she's accusing them of not doing their job publicizing the wonderful nature of this spending bill.
AKA, we need you to be more propagandists than you already are.
Exactly. And here's what's interesting. This is about votes. This isn't about the public. This is about people inside her own caucus in the Senate and then the House. And the reality here is that, I maybe the House passed it. I'm not sure. The Senate's not going to pass it. They don't have the votes. They don't have the votes for reconciliation. But we warned you about that. They shouldn't have gone with a formula that allowed for reconciliation. They should have gone with a formula that required 60 votes. But they didn't. So the question now is, why aren't the American people all on board with this? Because enough people know. Inside this bill, Nancy Pelosi will not negotiate away banks giving access to the IRS on all of your accounts. That's staying in the reconciliation bill. She will not allow that to be negotiated away. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Why? Because they want to weaponize the IRS as they did under Barack Obama. 27 minutes after the hour.
Sense of sensibility. The morning show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Inflation update courtesy of Don. Publix can't get a 10-pound bag of ice or a 20-pound now. It's 7 or 16.
Really?
So that's what happens. And it's not the fault of anybody except the Biden administration and Democrats.
Who would have thought? Even ice.
Of course.
Ice.
The bags are made of petroleum products.
True. I was thinking of the product itself, but when you include the ties, the
shipping.
Bags, shipping, yeah.
Plastics, petroleum. It's just, I mean, I don't know how much more simple it can be for all of you who made the mistake of voting for Joe Biden because you didn't like Trump. Here you go. This is what your feelings got you. I've told you, you vote with your heart in the primary. You vote with your head in the general election. But your feelings got in the way. And you've cost us all dearly. You might have cost us our country. But for now, we can at least talk about it. At least for now. Jonathan Isaac, NBA superstar, Orlando Magic, formerly Florida State Seminole, on Blaze TV last week.
I don't know all of the regulations that have been laid out, but I know some of them would be, you know, I'm not allowed to go to like team functions, or if the team is eating at a restaurant, I can't eat in the same room as them. To me, it just doesn't logically follow for us then to get on the court together.
Now, let me just pause for a second and think about that. They're going to make Jonathan Isaac, if he's allowed to play. Now, Kyrie Irving can't play because that's a team decision. But every city's different, and so the mandates of the cities or states, whatever. I mean, it's absurd. So what Isaac's describing is what he's been told is he will have to dine separately than his teammates, travel separately from his teammates, dress and shower separately from his teammates, but yet,
when he hits the floor,
inches away, trading sweat and banging bodies.
Yeah.
Where does that make sense? There's a, and for a lot of us, it's like, well, the NBA star, what, you know. Okay, let's just say we can't relate to that. Or can we? Walk into a restaurant. Have your mask on, please. You're not vaccinated. Have a mask on. Okay, fine. You're sitting down. Okay, you can take your mask off. Why? Why? Additionally, you're vaccinated, and so it's fine, no mask. But vaccinated people get the virus and give the virus too. And you have to see this is utter ridiculousness. I ran into a buddy of mine at Home Depot yesterday. And he said, you know, I went ahead and got the vaccination. Some members of my family didn't. He said, you probably didn't. I know you didn't. And he said, I'm good with that. I can still get it and I can still give it. And, you know, it's your choice. And that's fine. There you go. He felt good getting it. He had his reasons for getting it. There you go. Good. Fine. Just remember, the Pfizer vaccine, according to data now, is only effective for 6 months at 45% effectiveness against any COVID variant. We have top Pfizer scientists admitting on video that natural immunity is infinitely stronger and better, whether it's natural immunity or immunity gained by having had COVID. Moderna, its vaccines are being banned in countries across the world for anyone under the age of 30. We've got flight surgeons for the United States Army signing written affidavits suggesting that pilots, especially younger ones, be grounded if they've had the vaccine because of concerns.
Than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott on WFLA.
Now, in the following story, you can look it up and find the name of the medical facility, but it doesn't matter because it could be any. And I do not understand why hospitals are operating this way, unless it goes back to what a listener told me that's in the profession, that it has to do with the Medicare, Medicaid connection and certain guidelines that are being pushed down from on high. That you have to have visitation rules that look like this, or else you can't receive reimbursements for Medicare and Medicaid cases. It doesn't matter. It's stupid. And I know we teach our children not to say that word. I'm not calling anyone stupid. I'm calling the rules that people make stupid. It's kind of like, there are no stupid people that ask questions. Just people that ask stupid questions. I mean, it. You know, you can take your pick and wrap it however you want. In this case, a Florida mother, 70-year-old Lynn Savage, was arrested and forcibly removed from a hospital. 70 years old, 20-year veteran and deputy of the sheriff's department. She was arrested. She's not sorry one bit because her daughter, recovering from brain surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
A doctor asked her to come into her daughter's room to help her. Her daughter is nonverbal and partially paralyzed following a stroke. And they needed her mother to come in and help her calm down post-operation because she was frantic. She was frantic because she could not understand what was being said to her. She just had brain surgery. But visiting hours were coming to an end shortly thereafter, and they asked her to leave because of COVID.
I would be utterly beside myself.
Quoting, I could not in good conscience and good heart leave her bedside, not knowing how she was going to make it through the night voluntarily. I couldn't leave voluntarily, knowing her condition, the surgery. She needed me there. I know of another couple that was recently, nothing to do with COVID, spouse was hospitalized. The husband could not stay overnight, could stay all day long, come and go, bring food in and out, be in the room with his wife all day long, but had to leave at night, even though at that time her condition was worsening because of COVID. Now listen, if you're in the hospital and you're in hierarchy and you can explain this to me legally, I would love for you to do it, because here's what it ought to be. Either no visitation at all or stop this. Because that somehow when the sun goes down, that COVID numbers grow is absurd. It doesn't make any scientific sense. It makes no common sense. So please, I'm begging hospitals, tell me why. What basis are you kicking people out that have a reason to be there with their loved one when they've been allowed to be there all day long? Why? What basis? COVID? Then why were they in there I can't even talk.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Known as Mr. Know-It-All. The Morning Show with Preston Scott. News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes past the hour on The Morning Show. Thanks for joining us on Wednesday, hump day. We will open up the phone lines and take some calls. So we'll change gears next hour and talk about John Gruden and his firing. There are a lot of interesting dynamics to that, and I'd love to get your thoughts on whether or not you think he should have been forced into a position where he resigned. Now, he resigned voluntarily. But just your thoughts on the idea of an email of 10 years ago that was a private email, then being made public as part of an investigation on something totally unrelated. They stumbled upon it, and now all of a sudden he's out of a job. If you want to weigh in on that, you're welcome to. I've got time set aside next hour to take some calls, but first,
Green 46, go! Sports!
This day in sports, October the 13th, in 1982, the International Olympic Committee agreed to posthumously restore two gold medals won by American athlete Jim Thorpe in 1912. Thorpe won the pentathlon and decathlon at the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, but he was stripped of the medals when it was learned that he played semi-pro minor league baseball in North Carolina in 1909 and 1910. The Thorpe family had petitioned to have the medals returned since Thorpe's death in 1953. However, the IOC, President Avery Brundage, who Thorpe had badly beaten in 1912 in both events, had blocked the move. Little grudge there. Who knew?
Is there anything Jim Thorpe didn't play?
No, not really.
I mean, quite literally.
Yeah. Just an amazing athlete. But just think about that for a second. The guy he beat in the games ends up the head of the IOC and thus would not have anything to do with restoring those gold medals.
Awkward.
Yeah, buddy. 1993, newly formed franchise, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, owned by Disney, recorded their first NHL win 4-3 against the Edmonton Oilers. Just a couple things that happened on this day in sports history. Hey, I wanted you to be aware of this story as well. Evansville, Indiana. This is just word to the wise. They were, Alexandra and Joshua Price were getting flu shots for themselves and their 4 and 5 year old kids. Sadly, the Walgreens pharmacy gave them adult doses of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Including the children?
No. The kids. The kids got the adult dose.
No, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Like, not just the parents got the adult dose, but the children got the... Oh, good.
Walgreens called after they got home to report they were mistakenly given the vaccine, and it was not authorized for children, obviously, younger than 12. They took their 4 and 5 year old to a pediatric cardiologist. The girl had high blood pressure. The boy had a rapid heartbeat.
Oh, my.
And so Walgreens spokesman sent a statement in response to the media. Patient safety is our top priority. Due to privacy laws, we cannot comment on specific patient events. But generally speaking, such instances are rare, and Walgreens takes these matters very seriously. In the event of any error, our first concern is always our patients. Our multi-step vaccination procedure includes several safety checks to minimize the chance of human error. We've reviewed this process with our pharmacy staff in order to prevent such occurrences. Obviously, that didn't work here. And so this has happened at other pharmacies around the country. And so word to the wise is, it could have been, it's Walgreens in this case, it could have been any other place. Mistakes do happen. I'm pointing out that if you're going to subject yourself to a flu shot, if you believe those things work for you, that's fine. Just make sure if you're putting your kids in that position that you double and triple check. And if they get annoyed, walk out. You have every right to be concerned and to be asking for verification. All right? So just keep that in mind. All right, so John Gruden has resigned as the coach of the LA. I should have said Oakland for that matter. The Las Vegas Raiders, after emails showed he used anti-gay, misogynistic language. He was critical of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Who isn't? But there's a much deeper story here. But I'd love to get your thoughts. Join me, 850-205-WFLA,
850-205-9352. Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is. Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Let's guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Oh, indeed it is. It is Wednesday, October 13th on the morning show with Preston Scott. Day 4566 of the radio program. I am Preston, your sensei of common sense. And joining me is Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. Day 267, America held hostage. Phone lines are open. I don't know if you really have an interest in weighing in on this. I think it's fascinating for a lot of reasons. I think it's fascinating to look into the NFL's selective leaking of this information. And yes, it's selective, and I'm going to demonstrate that to you. But I want to state up front that I would not have hired John Gruden myself to work with me because I just find him to be as bright a guy as he is. I think he's just vile and profane. He's not my kind of guy. He's not the type of dude I'd hang with.
Spider 2, Y Banana. You remember those on ESPN?
Yes.
That's the only thing I remember.
And
I mean,
again,
it's not true. I know John Gruden. I follow football. But, yeah, that's his infamous phrase.
Knowledgeable, but he's a wild card. So what you don't likely know is that the NFL was doing an investigation into the Washington Redskins.
Well, there you go. You just set them all off.
Yeah. And it was about workplace misconduct. They're looking at Dan Snyder and the organization. Now, at the time, the president of the Washington Redskins was Bruce Allen. I know Bruce. Bruce and I actually kind of worked for him years ago when he was the general manager of the Arizona Outlaws. The Arizona Wranglers of the USFL became the Arizona Outlaws. And George Allen, the legendary coach of the Washington Redskins, became the coach of the Arizona Outlaws. They hired me to do the PA announcing at Sun Devil Stadium for the football games. And so I got to know Bruce because I was at the same time producing a sports talk show. And I got to know Bruce and George Allen, and you know, not a close friendship, but certainly beyond an acquaintance. And so these letters, these emails were Gruden emails sent to Bruce Allen largely. And so as part of an investigation into the Redskins operation, they come across these emails from then ESPN Monday Night Football analyst John Gruden, who had been the coach in Tampa Bay to such an exalted place as the Super Bowl, where they won it. Gruden's name was on the Ring of Honor, in the Ring of Honor in Tampa Bay Stadium. Raymond James Stadium will no longer have John Gruden's name. They're pulling it down. So what's interesting is these emails were part of an internal investigation. The NFL is stating up front they are not releasing any documents related to that investigation. But somehow, they released these. So before we get to the specifics of John Gruden, which, I mean, you look at the comments, wow.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
But it sets up a very, very interesting sidebar story, which maybe even more important than this one?
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And I live in a van down by the river.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Again, you're welcome to weigh in, 850-205-9352, if you want to talk about this at all, because I think there are tremendous ramifications here. What Gruden wrote in an email 10 years ago becomes, in essence, a firing offense. I know he resigned. It was a technicality. He resigned. It was likely, look, John, you either need to resign or we're going to have to fire you. Inside these emails, John Gruden called Roger Goodell a anti-gay slur and, quoting, a clueless anti-football, and then an expletive, sort of. In one email, he argued that Goodell shouldn't have pressured then St. Louis Rams coach Jeff Fisher to draft Michael Sam. You might remember Michael Sam came out as gay, and there was a belief that Fisher was pressured into drafting him. Sam didn't last in the league. Did he ever even make the roster?
Maybe. He might have. Maybe initially. For a season.
Yeah. Michael Sam was like a lot of football players that play college football. A great college football player. I don't care that he was gay. I really don't. But I didn't need him to publicize it either. Just live your life, citizen. I mean, whatever. But let's go back to Goodell here. A clueless anti-football, fill in the blank, accusing him of making mistakes, hiring female officials, not dealing with players kneeling for the national anthem. I mean, the list goes on and on. There is no doubt in my mind that Roger Goodell authorized the leaking of these emails in order to push Gruden out of the league because the Raiders were turning the corner and Gruden had developed a pretty good football team in Las Vegas with the Raiders. He's a good coach. John Gruden is a good coach. Great enough, good enough to win a Super Bowl. Does that make him great? Maybe not. Maybe he needed to win another one. Or get his team into the playoffs this year. But he's certainly better than most. But that doesn't matter because of an email. He was critical of Demora Smith, the union representative for the NFL Players Association. He used some, I think it's offensive language in describing Smith. Gruden defended it to the extent that he said, look, that's a term that I gave all people who I think lie. But he apologized. He was, you know, Gruden manned up, called Demora Smith and apologized, said, I never meant that in a racist way. I never meant that hurtful. You know, I'm critical of you. And so they've talked and whatever. But there are other issues here. But first, it's the integrity of the NFL league office and Roger Goodell. I think you're investigating the Washington football team. But amazingly, the person fired or resigned is the coach in Las Vegas that never had any connection to the Washington football team other than that his brother was the head coach for a period of time and he sent some emails to Bruce Allen. It's just interesting to me. Goodell, I think, pulled an Avery Brundage here. I think he carried out a personal vendetta to harm John Gruden. There's no doubt in my mind that's what happened here. But I think there's a bigger problem facing the NFL. And it's one of hypocrisy. And so when we come back, I've got George standing by. He wants to weigh in on this. And so, George, just stand by through the break. I apologize. And we'll get to your thoughts on this as well. But the NFL has got itself in a pickle of a spot here, I think. But will anyone hold them account? I don't think so, but I'm going to at least bring it up and make you aware of the conundrum that the NFL, I think, now finds itself in with this selective attention to John Gruden.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
And free.
And iHeart's radio station.
All right, George has been very patiently waiting. I hope I didn't lose you. George, you there?
I'm here, Preston.
My friend, thanks for being patient. We're talking about John Gruden, folks, if you're just dialing in, and just the ramifications of, I don't necessarily have a problem with the fact that he's not working in the NFL. I have another issue about all this, but George, what do you think?
I don't have a problem that he's not working either, and I think you hit the nail on the head with the hypocrisy of the NFL, Preston. The fact that the commissioner, he's never liked Al Davis or Mark Davis because they thumbed their noses up at him. And this investigation was into something with Dan Snyder. The emails were discovered between John Gruden and his brother, who was a head coach at Washington at the time. But my point in hypocrisy being is the NFL is a league of mercenaries. At least I think they said at last count, 20 to 25% of the players had been either arrested for a felony with a weapon or drugs or a domestic battery on a woman. But yet they're all, you know, it seems like that's a resume enhancer to be in the NFL. Ray Lewis, everybody knows, killed two people, but got reinstated and played after that. So I think it's pretty evident the hypocrisy, and I think that Goodell had a personal
vendetta
line in this sand, so to speak.
Yep.
And I think that the owners need to get together and they need to get rid of Goodell, because I mean, you've seen what's happened to anything involved in the NFL with the American people in the last 5 years, 4 years.
I agree, George. Hey, thanks very much. The problem that the owners are going to face is Goodell's made the money. A lot of money. Goodell's negotiated television deals like nobody's business. But I completely agree with everything you said. And see, you know, Clay Travis talked about this, and I was glad to see that he did, because he was confirming thoughts that I've had. Words versus actions. Did you get any indication, any hint that the players in Las Vegas had an issue playing for him?
I don't know how they currently stand after all this.
No. Forget this.
Leading up to this.
Correct. Have you heard anything?
The Raiders were playing well. They trusted Derek Carr, their quarterback. Things seemed to be going well. Like, there was literally nothing. Like, things seemed good.
They're winning. Life is good when you're winning. But here's what's interesting. Deshaun Watson. He's been accused of sexually assaulting 24 women. He's eligible to play in the NFL. John Gruden wrote some inarticulate, inflammatory, offensive things. Fair enough. I don't have any fault with saying you're the type of person we don't want in the league. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the selective nature of where are all the emails on Dan Snyder and the actions inside Washington? That's what the investigation was about. Why'd you? And see, nobody in the media is asking that. Here's why. Because they want to be friends with Roger Goodell, because friendship means access. Honest and truly, this is why I don't get Christmas cards very often. I'm not being funny. I'm being honest. I hope people view me as a fair person, and if they know me, I hope I'm viewed as a kind-hearted person. But fairness demands sometimes asking questions that are difficult. These people aren't going to ask the obvious question. Why? Wait. Why? Okay, we'll talk about the Gruden thing, Roger. Why these? Why are these out there? Where's all the other information? And what they've said, the NFL has said publicly, we're not releasing the information on the Washington football team. Then why this? Another question. Have you paid attention to who does some of the halftime shows for the Super Bowl? And some of the other records they release? And some of the language they use? I'm just saying. George was touching on it. The blatant hypocrisy. I don't feel sorry for John Gruden. I think nothing in these emails that I've read, and I can't read the graphic nature of some of the comments, surprises me at all. But words versus actions in the case of Deshaun Watson, alleged. But there's no denying some of the choices the NFL makes on other issues and who they embrace for performances. Just saying.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you thought you were right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Last week, we gave birth to a new segment on the program, and so Wednesdays at 8:40 Eastern, 7:40 Central, Life Hacks. We'll take two calls. If you have a great life hack, you go right ahead and get in line right now because Grant's got to screen your hack. Two life hacks. Short segment coming up in just a few minutes here on the Morning Show with Preston Scott. We had so many calls, so many great ideas. And everybody benefits from a good life hack. Well, assuming the situation applies to you. I saw one yesterday, blew my mind. Brilliant. Just brilliant. Left me speechless. I was just blown away by it. I'll share that in just a little bit. Big story in the press box. Basketball players now being sidelined from the NBA because they will not get the vaccine. Don't know what the status will be long-term for Jonathan Isaac. He's not Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's banned from the NBA as of right now. Can't play. Jonathan Isaac last week with Shannon Bream on Fox News explaining.
I believe that the conversation is so much bigger than just people who have taken the vaccine, who haven't taken the vaccine, who have had COVID in the past and feel that natural immunity is not being spoken about or discussed in this country. It's really for everybody, people who haven't had COVID yet or have come in contact or have taken the vaccine or not. Everyone should be free to make the decision for themselves at the end of the day. And I believe that we're entering a period of time where the government is setting a precedent that in light of any emergency, your personal autonomy, your religious freedom, and honestly, your freedom as a whole becomes negotiable and to whoever's in power or whoever agrees with the people in power.
One thing you need to understand, businesses, if you're moving ahead with a mandate, you have no federal law or rule to back you. None. You're doing it on your own. Just understand that. 2 days later, Jonathan was on Blaze TV.
I don't know all of the regulations that have been laid out, but I know some of them would be, you know, I'm not allowed to go to like team functions, or if the team is eating at a restaurant, I can't eat in the same room as them. To me, it just doesn't logically follow for us then to eat on the court together. Then again, for natural immunity to be ignored. And then again, just that this, all of this is coming about, talking about a virus with such a high survival rate.
I'm going to stop there. Just get your mind around. First, way to go, young man. Jonathan Isaac, so bright and articulate. Loves Jesus. FSU guy. And he's explaining the absolute illogical position the NBA's taken. You can't do this and you can't do that. But we're going to put you out there and you guys can entertain us and help make us millions, billions of dollars and be inches from each other, sharing sweat, spit, everything.
I'm trying to figure out why they're treating Kyrie this way and why.
He's in New York.
Is that why?
Well, the teams made the decision on Kyrie.
Okay, so they're in New York. Obviously, things are different, and Jonathan
Isaac
plays.
Half of his games are there.
And half the games for Jonathan Isaac are in Orlando. And there are, you know, that's the sole reason. Okay.
That's my guess.
I would guess the
team made the decision for Kyrie. As a team, they're basically saying, hey, look, half of our games are played here in New York. And, you know, this is a public arena. He's got to be vaccinated. It's insane. It is insane. I hope Kyrie cares enough, because he's kind of a space cadet. He's a bright guy, but he's out there. I hope he sues the NBA, and I hope he sues the Brooklyn Nets, and I hope he sues the state of New York. But only time will tell. I know that when it's said and done, the law will be on our side. I believe that with all of my heart. I could be wrong, but I believe that right now. But Jonathan Isaac is a hero. Hang in there, young man. Hang in there. His arguments make too much sense. Life hacks coming up next.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes after the hour. No takers, huh? We had a ton of calls last week when we teed it up for life hacks. I would imagine it's going to take a little while to get this going. I want to set aside time because I just think it's so interesting. I'm fascinated by people that figure stuff out. And last week we talked about, for example, the different ways you can use PVC pipes. I didn't get to a whole bunch of things last week, but last night, my wife and I saw one of the most brilliant life hacks I've ever seen in my life. If you've ever struggled getting a rubber band or a scrunchie around your little girl's hair for a ponytail, this was hilarious. It was, the girl loved it. And dad just rocked it. Young dad. He takes the vacuum cleaner with the hose, and it's got the long little cylinder that you have that's usually kind of, the PVC, it's like the plastic, not PVC, it's the molded plastic hose that the attachments go on the end of, and it acts as like a stick wand or whatever to vacuum. So he's got that with no attachment on the end of it, so it's just this circle. He places the scrunchie or the rubber bands around the little tube. So it's already on there. Turns on the vacuum, sucks his daughter's hair down into the vacuum through the tube. She's laughing like crazy. It's not right up against her head or anything like that, nothing at all. So all the hair gathers together, sucked down, and then he takes the scrunchie, the rubber band, and pushes it up, and it's done. It was so good. It was so good. I looked at that. I was like, that's genius. That is brilliant. That is just... Now, if you don't have a vacuum readily available and you've got to like unpack it or pull it out of the storage shed, that's a pain in the rear. But if you have a vacuum, like even a push vacuum that has... A lot of the push vacuums have the little wand with the hose that you just disconnect and boom, there you go. If you've got one of those, this is genius. The key was to put the rubber band on first, and then he just slides it right off, and hair gathered together, perfect ponytail. I love it. You making notes in case you have a little girl?
Yeah, I'll have to keep that one down in case there's a girl in the family.
Another one. You've got your laundry room. If you've got a laundry room, like a lot of people, it's a tight space, and you've got the washer and the dryer in there. Inevitably, it's usually by the dryer, but sometimes it's by the washer as well. You have these little tight areas that you can't reach down into, and clothing, socks, fall in that little space. This was brilliant. Foam insulation. The piping, the pipe foam that comes in 4-foot lengths, 3-foot lengths, or you just cut it. You get it big enough that it fits in that gap. And you just put it right next to your washer, dryer, next to the wall in that gap. Number one, it helps keep it if it moves around from rattling. But number two, it provides a gap filler so your socks don't fall in that crack and you end up trying to fish it out with undoing a coat hanger or something like that. So there you go. There are two life hacks right there for you to help you out. And if you have any life hacks, you can email me, Preston@iHeartRadio.com, and we'll do it again next Wednesday. Or remember to call in, because we're setting aside time. Because I'm determined to help you function in your day-to-day life better. And so, I mean, I've got a whole category here for those swim noodles from the pool, things you can do with those. I've got a category here for 2-liter bottles. Got a category here for rubber bands and for toilet paper, the little cardboard rollers. One, 51 minutes after the hour. Oh, there was this. Former U.S. Representative Gwen Graham has been confirmed as Assistant U.S. Secretary of Education. I love flying. But I am not qualified to fly you across town. But I love it. But I'm not qualified. In an emergency, I might be able to take the controls of an airplane and safely get us all to the ground and to live another day. I feel pretty confident in that. I've trained enough for that. But I'm not qualified to be a pilot ferrying people. Gwen Graham did not know how a vice president came to be vice president when our founding took place. I know that because I sat and we talked about it. She never would be willing to come in and do an interview here, and I don't begrudge her for that. It just, to me, was enlightening that she was wanting to be an advocate for all of us in Congress, but yet couldn't sit and talk with me on a radio program. Hence, she's a one-termer. Her experience in education, besides having an education, and being the daughter of former U.S. Senator and Florida Governor Bob Graham, who is an advocate for education, and I admire that about Senator Governor Graham, and I know him a little bit. But Gwen's background in education was being hired by former Leon County Superintendent of Education Jackie Pons as a favor to her dad. I would challenge anybody to find anything she did as a member of the Leon County school system that was of any consequence to education. Anything. But she is now the assistant U.S. Secretary of Education. God bless America.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
So, because of edicts from the power-hungry and the uninformed and ignorant, people are losing their jobs because they're not getting vaccinated. Now, yesterday, Buck and Clay talked about how that's not being allowed in Florida. They are mistaken. It is happening in Florida, and we've yet to see the governor, the attorney general, actually stop it. Now, we've seen them threaten Leon County with fines and so forth, but that doesn't get people's jobs back, and it doesn't stop the abuse. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm a big fan of Governor DeSantis, you know that, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting for someone to stop this. Preliminarily, it has been stopped in multiple jurisdictions across the country, but only preliminarily. And it has also been upheld in initial court stops. So this has to find its way to Supreme Courts in states and in our nation to really see the end of it. But get your mind around this. A vaccine that's not a vaccine is required to stop a virus that can't be stopped. And that vaccine does not stop the virus from being spread or you catching the virus, but is being required as a condition of employment by the unintelligent, uneducated, willfully, intentionally ignorant, and those who are fearful. This is the Twilight Zone. We have crossed over. We don't need Rod Serling popping out from the corner anymore. We are living in it. We're here. Tomorrow, we'll tackle it all over again. Appreciate you joining me. Have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
If you are being influenced, if you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.